So now I'm joined with the cross country coach here at Addison, Jamie Morris. Good morning, coach.
Good morning.
A little early, a little cold.
Do runners
like?
Is.
Do they like running in the cold? Are they as crazy as I think they are?
You know, they don't really actually like running, believe it or not. Most of them do not like running, nor in the cold or in the hot or in any weather.
Okay, how do you get them to like it?
It's a team sport. Cross country is 100% about the team. They love each other. They come every day to work hard. It's about mental toughness, 100%. These are all mentally tough, intelligent kids. That's why they run.
So could you sort of talk about the makeup of your team? I know there's a few teams in Lenawee County with, you know, like 5 or 6 kids and some that might have 30. Could you kind of talk about the makeup of the Addison program?
So currently we have 7 guys, 5 girls. So that's enough on each side to score.
Okay.
We've got a lower group of freshmen than I would like, but we're working on that. We got a couple of really strong up and coming 8th graders for next year. We got a really good group of sophomores. We've got another strong group of seniors. Lots of great leaders on the team.
How do you, I think sort of golf and cross country might fall in this type of thing. How do you coach people to run or a time to jog, a kind of thing? How do you approach a practice?
So believe it or not, there's a lot of different things that we do at practice. We'll do, you know, distance runs. We'll do shorter, faster speed workouts. We'll do recovery runs. You can actually run a 1 to 3 mile run strictly for recovery and getting your legs back. That seems really counterintuitive.
I don't like that idea. That doesn't sound right.
And I always tell the kids that's a painfully easy run. To run at 3 miles is as slow as you can run it for a recovery run. So like yesterday at practice, we were doing some speed and the kids were all up on the treadmill actually and running a mile as fast as they could. Most of my runners can hit a mile in about 6 minutes.
No comment. I can't do that. Jamie Morris, the cross country coach here at Addison. How's the season been going? You said you've been able to score. Do you just run in like cascades, conference events, or how's the season been so far?
Yeah, I mean, we run in bigger events. We go outside of the Cascades Conference. We have invitationals. We have an invitational actually tomorrow morning in Pittsford, so it'll be a morning run. So the kids have to like fluctuate between an afternoon run versus a morning run, and those are definitely different types of runs, and they're different types of runners during those runs. You know, they have good days, they have bad days. This week, we had a really amazing week. I don't know if it was 6 or if it was 7 kids who PR'd on our home course. So getting a PR is huge as a runner, you know, because you're always fighting against yourself. And not to mention, we actually had a female runner win our race this last Tuesday.
Great. PR is personal record, right?
Right.
Okay. That's good for all you non-runners. That means they ran that race the fastest they've ever ran it.
Yes, and so when we have 12 kids on a team, and on Tuesday we had 11 because we had one out with an injury, we had at least 6 of those kids PR on Tuesday. So they're improving, they're continuing to work hard, and even in an injury, actually my injured runners are some of the most important runners. They stand, they cheer, they have to stay mentally tough and focused. They do other things, they'll get on a bike. My runner actually biked, I think it was 7 miles yesterday during practice, just to try to stay shape, stay in shape, stay sharp.
Could you talk about your path? I assume you ran cross country. I assume if you are crazy enough to coach cross country, you did it. Did you?
I did not. I actually only played one sport as an athlete in high school, and that was in 9th grade, and that was volleyball.
Okay, so why are you coaching cross country?
I started coaching cross country because I fell in love with running. I had I had a really interesting story in high school. I had to quit all athletics because I had brain surgery. And then my time in coaching here at Addison, I actually had to undergo a second brain surgery. So I really want kids to get out and to understand and to learn to kind of overcome those things. And that's what running's all about. Running's all about overcoming. Running's all about getting out and doing something that you love. And there's been a lot of learning, you know, without having that background in high school, but had fantastic mentors. All of the coaches in the running community have been so supportive and helping me learn. It's competitive, it's highly competitive, but it's also a very loving and supportive community.
Talking with Jamie Morris, the cross country coach here at Addison. So you have a race at Pittsford tomorrow morning, you said.
Yes.
How long does the season go? Like, are you in the middle of it or toward the end of it?
So we'll hopefully be running until about November 5th, which is the state meet. That's okay. The goal. I'm really hoping to take at least our girls team to state. If not the girls team, we'll take a couple of runners. That would be fantastic. But otherwise, we end towards the end of October.
Okay. So you got a few more. So do you run races only at golf courses? Because that's what I've heard that cross country runs at.
No.
Golf courses and parks, right?
There's lots of parks. There's lots of golf courses. There's lots of cornfields.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, the kids ran at a golf course recently, and they weren't overly impressed. And then they ran at another golf course, and I think they liked that one a little bit better. But, like, our course is set up in the woods out behind our school. A lot of people don't know about, like, our course, but it kind of runs around our football field, baseball field, and out through the woods. There's other courses, like at Pittsford, that's going to run all around their campus and then out around a cornfield. Some of the kids love Pittsford. Some of the kids hate Pittsford. Last year, we had kids finishing without shoes. They still okay. ran in strong. Oh, yeah. My daughter actually ran 2 miles without a shoe on. So that's just kind of that mental
grit. Got stuck in the corn?
Yeah. There was a puddle that they had to run through. It was more like a little pond that they were up beyond their knees. So they had the high knees through this, like, 15-foot water feature, I suppose.
I just can't think of something that I would rather do less than cross country. No offense. Just sounds terrible.
I can make you run.
Not only is it running,
we could get
you're gonna
there.
Run in, like, waist high water.
It's a lot of fun. It's all about okay. that teamwork. It's all about that love for each other and, like, being in it together. You know.
Sure, absolutely. What time do you guys run tomorrow?
I think the freshman race. So tomorrow's race a little different. We're gonna have the freshmen and sophomore guys and girls start at 10:30 in the morning. So
okay.
that one actually isn't too bad. But they have to get there between 8 and 8:30, so that's a little early for them. Not too bad though.
For high schoolers on a Saturday,
they love it.
That's okay. They do love it, and I appreciate our conversation. Coach Jamie Morris with cross country here at Addison. Thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.